He don't use no sugar.
He drinks his coffee without,
no cream, no sugar.
Without?
Just straight coffee. Well, I don't like it. I find it a little bit too bitter like that. I always kind of break that bitterness out of it. So,
yeah.
You see, I hand drink my coffee. I just ground it there. Pure roast coffee. If some of them put it in a, what they call a percolator. And plug it in like you do there and let that make it. I don't want mine like that. I got some of that stuff up here. I got one of them percolators that makes it my favorite in the morning. But it's more.
That's a humbug.
Huh?
That's a humbug, as you
would. Yeah. It's more, more natural than this one because
more gin. Yeah.
You put your put cold water in it. Then you got another compartment. You put your coffee, and when you put it, plug it into your electricity. Well, it just automatically drips in there. It doesn't pour. It drips. But it don't, you can tell the difference. If you used to drinking coffee, you can tell the difference in the two makes. So sometimes when a big crowd will come here, I'll use that to make it. Makes it quicker, and I don't have to be getting up and down from my chair.
Yeah.
There, every once in a while, I got to get up and pour coffee on it and let it drip. You get the point?
Yeah.
That,
you can tell the difference between instant coffee and gin. And
oh, yes, you can tell the difference.
The other coffee has a genuine...
Yeah.
Has a what? You say a genuine...
Now, have you ever... Yeah. Now, I don't know, do you drink coffee at that old Mabel Corners?
Over where?
Where are you staying there now?
Oh,
at Miss Corners.
I had a cup of coffee with her.
Well, now, I don't know whether she makes hers like I do, or I think though she has electric percolator.
She does.
Well, we have two of them, two different kinds. I have that one, as I showed you. And then my old bachelor son has got another one, a great big one, that whenever sometimes, now when we have a birthday here, there's always a big party. Well, then we have two of them. We plug one on each end of that cabinet. Well, boy, you got there, and we got a place to plug in. And we make it in two pots. Then we have our table out there on the carport.
There's a difference between imitation coffee and that, and the stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Genuine, it's got a good...
I guarantee you there's a difference, and a big difference.
The coffee you make, do you think it has a good, genuine taste to it?
Yeah, it's pure coffee.
It's got a boil,
yeah. Yeah, right.
You know when something's genuine?
Oh yeah, it's straight coffee. Now, my old bachelor son that stays here with us, and I do myself. I drink one cup of this coffee in the morning, and one in the afternoon. I usually make it about 1 o'clock. Well, then we have instant coffee that we buy. I don't know, he uses one brand of that coffee and I use another. We don't drink the same kind.
You've already had a cup of coffee, you've already...
Since noon? No.
This morning?
I'm just making it now.
Yeah, but...
Well, now when he comes in, he's going to have his cup of that coffee. And then in the afternoon, he'll drink 2-3 cups of the other instant coffee. But I don't. I drink one cup of this in the morning.
This morning you've already.
Yeah, and then about around 9:30, 10 o'clock, I make me a cup of instant coffee. And sometimes I forget about it, don't even think about it.